You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You know, alcohol is fuck normal. Sorry, I swore. It's important.
That's okay, it's BFM.
The Wire.
Queer musicians have a unique relationship with pop music, especially here in Aotearoa, where the queer pop music scene is thriving. Musician Jason Parker, who has just released his first EP, How to Be Lonely, is producing The Little Gay Inn, a live showcase to celebrate queer music and build the community. I talked to Jason about his personal experience with pop music, the history of queer pop music, and the importance of queer music events. Could you tell our listeners a bit about yourself and the music you produce and your personal journey as a musician?
Yeah, so my name is Jason Parker and I make pop music. I've been making pop music for the last 2 years. I just released my first EP of 5 songs at the end of 2022 called How to Be Lonely, which was like a big journey of figuring out how to release music on my own. I was on a show called Pop Stars like in 2020 and I got eliminated very, very quickly. And in my mind, I was going to win the whole thing. So when I got home, I was very shocked by this news. So I have to do this myself. I've never felt so connected to something. So since then, I've just been figuring out how to write my own music, release my own music, and spread joy to the world.
How has your queer identity influenced your music and your experience in the music industry in Aotearoa?
Hugely. I wear my queer identity on my sleeve. Like it's something I am really proud of, and it's something that has allowed me to move through the world in like a very present way. It's something I always can connect back to, my queer identity. And I guess with music, I grew up listening to Christina Aguilera and Kelly Clarkson and Shania Twain and Celine Dion, like the divas. I always say this, but like when a queer person is born, they get the honor to choose one diva to stand above all others. And it's just like really nice to have that to connect to. And with my music, I just want to recreate that same feeling that I had listening to these people when I was a kid. They were like my best friends, you know? Growing up in a small town, you don't really meet many people. Well, I didn't meet many queer people. And so pop stars were my like friends.
How would you describe the ongoing relationship between pop music and queerness in Aotearoa?
I'm producing the show at the moment called Little Gay Inn, which is a queer music showcase. I was going out to a lot of gigs in Aotearoa, like especially around Tamaki, and I love going to live shows. And we're just realizing that maybe like there weren't a lot of queer people in the audience and potentially in the bands or shows as well. It was very straight dominated spaces. Not saying that that was a bad thing at all. It was just like an observation I had made. So I wanted to create a space for queer people to come and like steal queer joy and power. And I think there's a long way to go with the queer music scene in Aotearoa, but there is one, and I feel really passionate about bringing that to more people.
How do you feel queer music in Aotearoa compares with the rest of the world?
I think New Zealand, like Aotearoa, makes some of the best music in the world, personally, and I will die on that hill. And that includes queer music. Like, we make some really, really great queer music. We had some really great queer artists, like Anika Moore, for example. She is just really someone who I look up to and someone who I think is a really great representation of a queer person doing the thing in Aotearoa and beyond. So I just want to see more of it. I want to see more people being celebrated for their queerness and more people going out to celebrate queerness as well.
Can you tell us about the events of Little Gay Inn and more about it?
Yeah, so I started Little Gay Inn last year, but basically based off what I just said before about wanting a space for queer people to meet an audience, a queer audience or an ally audience, I guess. And so I created this event called Little Gay Inn. It's a queer music showcase where three or four artists get up on stage and they just do their own thing. So I create pop music. This Little Gay Inn, we have got Ariel Woese, who is like singer-songwriter. She's honestly got the most amazing voice. And Babe Martin, who makes like ethereal, Lana Del Rey-esque type music. And all these people identify in the rainbow community. And it's just a place for them to have their moment.
What is the importance of Little Gay Inn both to you and the queer music community?
I think it's important to celebrate queer artists, and it's important to be visible as a queer person. A lot of my life I've had people say to me, like, why do you have to be so gay? Like, why do you make being gay your whole personality? And to that I say, because it's fun. It's joyous. After a Little Gay Inn, the feeling that the audience gets is like wholesome and loving, and it's nice with people to connect with each other and create a community and create whānau. So that's the importance of it for me.
How can people find out more about Little Gay Inn?
Well, you can go to the Auckland Pride website, or you can go on my Instagram account or my website. It's Jason Parker on everything, all social media. But it is this Friday, the 16th, at Big Fan in Morningside. And the doors are at 7:30, and you can get tickets from Under the Radar.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Happy Pride!
That was musician Jason Parker on the relationship between queerness and pop music, and his event on Friday, The Little Gay Inn.
Yes, happy Pride.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.